Sadly, last night was the last time that we're ever going to see or hear from Joe Biden again, because the Democrat Party has washed their hands of him and sent him off into the sunset to retire. The Democratic National Convention kicked off yesterday, and as a courtesy, since they stole the nomination from him, they gave him a speaking slot at nearly midnight, where he aired his same old grievances and spread the same old lies about Donald Trump that he and the Democrats and the liberal media have been spewing for 4 years.
And Donald Trump said, and I quote, "There are very fine people on both sides. My God." That's what he said.
Not a joke.
That is what he said and what he meant.
Come on, man. As usual, he did yell throughout most of the speech and have a couple Freudian slips and stumbled over his words quite a bit, like admitting the obvious Democrat plan here.
Kamala and I are committed to strengthening illegal immigration.
Strengthening illegal immigration. We know. Would you like to embarrass yourself one last time in front of a national audience, sir, before the Democrat Party is completely finished with you?
Women are not without electrical, not allowed, not without electoral.
The whole convention is extremely bizarre because it was just about a month ago that old Joe sounded like this.
Well, guess what? They're trying to push me out of the race.
No!
Well, let me say this as clear as I can. I'm staying in the race. Yeah!
Who's the they, Joe? It certainly isn't Republicans. We wanted you to stay in. At one point during his speech, the chant, "We love Joe," broke out, and a brilliant cameraman captured Nasty Pelosi looking extremely uncomfortable and mouthing the words along with the crowd, trying not to look guilty as hell. Jake Tapeworm over at the Clown News Network, who surprisingly a couple times a year actually does seem like a real journalist. Brooke Glock is right twice a day, and he did confront Nasty Pelosi about her, well, I mean, participating in the coup, although he didn't put it like that, but listen.
You know what?
You know what? She's already getting uncomfortable.
Have you talked to him?
Is my only question. What I have to do.
Right.
He made the decision for the country. My concern was not about the president, was about his campaign.
Her concern wasn't about old Joe, it was just his campaign was being mismanaged, so they needed to replace him instead of his campaign managers. The Democrats issued an official apology, also known as a land acknowledgement, for the convention, where they noted that the Democratic National Committee wishes to acknowledge that we gathered together to state our values on lands that had been stewarded throughout many centuries by the ancestors and descendants of the tribal nations who have been here since time and immemorial. Blah, blah, blah. We're sorry. The white man is bad because they took it from the Indians. Ooh, I'm sorry, the Native Americans. And thank God they did, because what a fantastic country they built until the Marxists have now virtually destroyed it. But you get my point. The whole thing was intolerable, and you guys help me one, because you know that I watch CNN, so that you don't have to, because you definitely don't want to see the first gentleman, Kamala Harris's husband, Doug, cozying up with his daughter there. I don't know what he's doing with his hand down there by her belt, and I don't want to know. There was also plenty of projection, the Democrats accusing Republicans of the exact same thing that they themselves are guilty of, as usual.
Donald Trump would be able to weaponize the Department of Justice to go after his political opponents. He could even turn the FBI into his own personal police force.
You mean, and then raid the home of Joe Biden, just like the Biden Justice Department had done to him? January 6th committee member Jamie Ratskin had a slight teleprompter malfunction.
Someone should have told Donald Trump that the president's job under Article 2 of the Constitution
Somebody should have told me that Hillary Clinton was speaking last night, because then I probably wouldn't have tuned in, and I will spare you even a split second of her speech. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was fairly entertaining, however, doing her best impersonation of a black preacher.
And I, for
hearing about how a two-bit union buster thinks of himself as more of a patriot than the woman who fights every single day to lift working people out from under the boots that breed, trampling on our way of life.
May I remind you that the big television networks, all of them, ABC, NBC, and CBS, interrupt their regularly scheduled programming to subject the American people to the Democratic National Convention, where they got to see nonsense like this. Here's the United Auto Workers president.
Donald Trump is all talk, and Kamala Harris walks the walk.
Yay!
Wait for it.
In the words of the great American poet, Nelly, it's getting hot in here.
Actually, sir, or whatever your preferred pronouns are, Hulk Hogan did it better.
When they took a shot at my hero, and they tried to kill the next president of the United States, enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
That's correct, Hulk. And that little stunt was the inspiration for my new Trumpomania shirt, you should order from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.